Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, June 19. Coming up, ICT sector leads job creation during last fiscal year. Five-year national strategy for outsourcing industry far advanced. And Tourism Ministry developing destination assurance policy. The news in detail after the break.
In 2019, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be introducing PEP to replace GSAT. This means that my classmate and I will be assessed in grades 4, 5 and 6 instead of just grade 6. PEP will accurately assess our knowledge, skills and ability across several subject areas. I'm ready for PEP. Are you?
PEP, bringing abilities to light. A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
Now the news. The Information Communication Technology ICT Knowledge Services sector accounted for approximately 58% of jobs created during the last financial year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dara Vaz, says companies such as Conduent Business Process Services, Sutherland Global Services and Hinduja Global Services expanded their operations over the period while also increasing their labor pool. He adds that newcomers IBEX Global Services and National Credit Adjusters have also established themselves firmly in the BPO space and are already planning expansions over the short to medium term.
Currently, over 60 companies offer call center and BPO services, and they account for more than 26,000 jobs across the island.
Minister Vaz was addressing a plenary session at the recently concluded Jamaica Investment Forum, JIF. In the meantime, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the government is far advanced in the implementation of the five-year national strategy for the development of Jamaica's outsourcing industry. The latest developments in this effort, the minister said, are the formation of the IT-BPO Task Force and the appointment of a national BPO coordinator. The task force has responsibility for improving Jamaica's readiness for BPO investments and overseeing implementation and updating of a BPO industry development work plan. The coordinator is charged with introducing strategies to boost local and foreign investments in the sector, thereby enhancing job creation.
We are also moving to strengthen the enabling environment for the sector, including the policy and legislative framework, labor market enhancement, and infrastructure development and market penetration.
Minister Vaz adds that the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, has so far disbursed over $56.7 million to the BPO sector. The Ministry of Tourism is developing a tourism destination assurance policy to help strengthen the management of Jamaica's tourism product. Senior Director for Technical Services in the Ministry, David Dobson, says the policy will ensure the country maintains a first-class tourism product. Mr. Dobson adds that Jamaica must protect the sector, which has been growing steadily over the past 30 years.
Now, the idea is that once a visitor books a vacation to Jamaica, they can be confident from the moment of arrival until their departure that they expect a comfortable, safe, and fulfilling visitor experience.
Mr. Dobson was addressing tourism and health stakeholders at a workshop on the regional tourism and health program at the Riu Montego Bay Hotel recently. The ministry last year launched the Destination Assurance Council, which will work to ensure that the quality, standards, and integrity of the tourism product are maintained. And the National Works Agency is urging motorists not to remove median barriers in the vicinity of 3 miles, where construction work is ongoing under the Hagley Park Road Improvement Project. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson, says the barriers have been put in place to guide motorists along the routes designated as safe for travel. When moved by unauthorized persons, the safety of other motorists is put at risk.
There's an active construction zone behind the barriers, and there are areas that have been excavated. So it is actually dangerous to do so. And doing so along some sections of the roadway where temporary barriers have been placed will affect our traffic management for the area.
Motorists are being urged to proceed with caution, obey posted warning signs, and flag persons in the area. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.